fighting racism in a very striking way.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on racial reconciliation called One Blood. Well, in a few magazines around the country this month, Ken, readers have been seeing a major two-page ad about our ministry. It tackles the problem of racism head-on. But why is a ministry called Answers in Genesis involved in racial reconciliation?
Well, Mark, we're trying to position ourselves to be viewed as a ministry that's involved in much more than just the creation-evolution conflict. You see, the book of Genesis provides answers to many of the problems that are plaguing our society today, like racism. In this ad, there's a photo of an Asian girl on a playground, and she has her fingers in her ears. What doesn't she want to listen to? Well, to the right, there are the lyrics from a well-known song, but they've been twisted because of prejudice. Some people in churches actually sang it this way. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, white and white and white and white. This girl, of course, doesn't want to hear this, and it's meant to point out that there's prejudice even in the church. The ad then continues, as a society, we reap the consequences of the unquestioned acceptance of the belief in evolution every day. It breeds prejudice, fuels racism, perpetuates hate. This needs to stop, starting with us. Find hope, find truth, find answers today. People are then directed to our website for those answers.
Indeed, they can visit answersradio.com and see the striking ad and discover the answers.